Hello, Deadly Lucky 7 here once again, and I have a really unique episode. It's going to be kind of episode, what did I say, episode audio? A unique audio that should prove to be pretty interesting. It's been a while since I've posted anything because I was dealing with a really horrible pinched nerve situation, and because of that, I was bedridden for like a couple of days, and it was bad. I'm not going to go into too many details, but I haven't been able to like really post or anything like that for a while, and that's the reason why. But it was recently my birthday, and I thought it would be nice to get myself something lovely, and I've been really wanting to try the Max 2 from Lovin's, and I'd heard some kind of mixed reviews about it, but I wanted to try it for myself, so I went ahead and got it as a birthday present to myself, and it finally came in today, and so I'm going to use it for the first time, and I'm going to let you guys know how it goes. So I already unboxed it, and downloaded the app and everything like that because I didn't want this audio to be like 2 hours long. So I can tell you that the unboxing and stuff, the packaging was really great. It's pretty standard. It's kind of what you would expect with getting a product like this. But I opened it up. It's pretty sleek. The one thing is I did test out some of the functions, like just turned it on to see what it was gonna like be like and stuff, and it's pretty loud, so I'm a little bit nervous about how that's going to come out in audio, but I did a test. I think as long as I speak loud enough, you shouldn't have any problems hearing me. The one thing that I was concerned about, because like the first thing I did was I pulled out the sleeve and like checked that out, and I didn't realize the sleeve was so small. I've never used a toy like this. Normally I use flashlights, and what I usually do when I use that is I will put it on the bed and I'll put a pillow over the top of it so I can press down on the pillow and just like thrust into the toy. And that's how I was intending to use this. But I'm a little concerned with the depth of the toy. I don't know, we'll just have to try it out, but I like immediately pulled it out and was like, ah, and like measured it to see what things were going to be like, and I'm a little bit nervous about that, but we'll see how it goes. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'll start out with lubing up the toy, and I will I'll try the sleeve out first without turning on any of the functions, and then I'll go through the functions and we'll try them like one at a time, and then at the end when I'm ready to finally come, I think I'll just use it has like a bunch of cool functions. First of all, if you guys are familiar with these toys, they're really cool. They hook up like via Bluetooth to your phone and everything. And so one of the functions is you can set it to music. And so I think for the very last end of this audio, I'm going to test out the music function, because I think that, you know, as a musician, that's a really interesting idea. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and I've got my cock already a little bit looped up. I'm going to go ahead and try and get this toy all lubed and ready to go. The one thing too that I will say about this toy that worries me is that is a little bit disappointing, is with the flashlights, you can unscrew the like back cap kind of thing and put lube in from the opposite side, which is really nice because it means that you don't have to worry. Oh shit, nope, lube. If you need to reapply lube, you can just take the cap off while you guys still have your cock inside the toy, and you can lube it up from the reverse side. However, with this, because of the motor and all of the things involved with the back end of the toy, it makes it much more difficult to do something like that. So, we're gonna have to apply the lube first and hope it's enough, because I feel like I go through monstrous amounts of lube every time I masturbate. When I use the fleshlights, anyways, when I use my hands, it's a lot less, but still. We're gonna like lube this thing up within an inch of its life. Is gonna be enough. I probably should have gotten it a little more looped up before I actually started the recording, but c'est la vie. Now I'll get my cock looped up. And this lube I'm using is from Lovin's as well, as I was already running low on other lube, so I figured I'd try out their specific brand. Damn it. I was so busy thinking of what I was doing that my cock got soft. Oh, the troubles of focus. But luckily, I am horny as fuck, so it won't take me long. So the one thing that I'm concerned about too, that I heard about this toy, is that the entrance is like too tight, is the review I heard, and the sleeve is too loose. So I've heard it's very similar to like anal, but not necessarily in the best way. So we're gonna see how this goes. Okay. So the sleeve by itself feels pretty decent. It does feel a little snug, but I'm a little bit girthier than most. So that could just be. Although the person that I talked to said the entrance was too tight. And the rest of it was like too loose, and I'm not having that problem. I feel like the sleeve in general is just really tight. There is a cover that basically. Oh, well, that could be it. I had the vent closed. Okay, with the vent closed, it's really comfortable. Oh man, yeah, this toy feels great. Yeah, so with the vent closed, it feels. Or with the vent open, it feels great. With it closed, it feels quite a bit tighter, but not bad tight, just really tight. Oh my god. And in terms of depth, I can get it. I can get all the way in. It doesn't seem like I'm hitting the back of it, so. I feel like I'm at the end and I can kind of feel it, but it's not like problematic, it doesn't feel like. But that might be more problematic as I get harder. We'll see. I need to leave that vent open for sure. I already feel like I'm like. Yep, need more lube. Yeah, this thing is super tight. Much, much tighter than the fleshlights. So now we're gonna turn it on. And I've never used any vibration function or anything like that. So I guess we're gonna cycle through these settings and see how that goes. And like the little user manual. I'm just gonna, I know that as you press the buttons, it like cycles through, so I'm gonna start with the first one. Whoa. Oh my god. That feels great. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, I've never used vibrators on my cock. This thing is really unwieldy and loud, though. Guessing those are just oh yeah, okay, so this pulsing function, I'm all about it. Oh my god, although when I thrust it, it does make a lot of noise. Oh god, that feels really good. This like revving up function is awesome. Oh man. Yeah, this thing is fucking cool. Well, vibrating functions are definitely something that I'm into. I did not know that. I don't like that it's so loud because my walls to my room are super thin and I feel like my roommates can probably hear everything that's going on in here right now. But, oh man. But the sleeve itself still feels pretty cool. Now it's, I'm gonna try the suction function by itself. This one I've heard is the most disappointing, but we'll see. So it's contracting. It like fills up kind of slowly, I think. I'm not sure exactly how it's supposed to work. I'm not sure. Feels like it's just getting tighter. Okay, so I guess it just has the three functions for that. So it felt like it was just getting tighter, but it didn't feel like it got, I can see what they mean by like being disappointed in it. So it almost doesn't feel like the suction is like strong enough, but it maybe gets better. So that is with the buttons on the actual device itself. Now I'm going to try, there's a nifty little app you can download, and it basically has like a remote. I'm going to try that. try the traditional buttons. Oh man, this thing gets ridiculously tight. Yeah, like I can't even get my dick into it. Oh man. Yeah, when you're when you're using it on yourself, it feels like thrusting it up and down, it feels much better. Oh man. But I will say that, like, the suction gets too tight for me to even get inside. Like, it seems like it hits a certain point where it just won't suction anymore if my cock's inside. But if it's outside, or pulled out mostly, then it gets too tight for me to get inside of it. Which is kind of cool. But I think that's with the suction on the highest. So let's try taking it down to like 75%. I'm gonna get some more lube. Yeah, that's still too tight. Shit. Take it back down a little bit more. Back to, it's gonna be at like 25%. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely need more lube. I'll pause that for a sec. Just need all the fucking lube. Okay, so this lube from Lovin's is decent, but I've already used like not quite an eighth of a bottle, but more than I would like. Fuck. It seems like it dries a little bit quicker than I would like. It's my biggest issue. Okay. Well, this has been interesting. I don't like holding it that much though, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to try my original plan, which was to use the music setting. We're gonna see how that goes. The only thing that I don't like about this is if I use the music and try to watch porn on my phone at the same time, I have to listen to both of them because I only have one volume control. But we shall persevere. Oh man. Yeah, I can. Oh god, this thing is really tight. I can kind of feel some chafing going on. Okay, that's a little better. Oh. music setting is awesome. Oh my god. This is the way to fucking do it. I can feel myself bottoming out inside this thing for sure. It's fine though, it's not like that bad. Oh. But the vibration gets really intense when I do. Flashlight. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, need more lube. Story of my fucking life. Oh my god, this is good. So close to coming already. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, this feels so fucking good. Was intense. So I would say this was a great purchase. Holy fuck. Oh my god. So the difference between this and what I've experienced before is that when you stop, the toy doesn't. And that added stimulation afterwards is fucking intense. Holy shit. Ten out of ten. Well, 8.5 out of 10. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this little review. Like I said, I think the only thing that I would change is I do think the suction function needs to be maybe improved upon. It definitely was problematic at full strength, and I could kind of feel that when I was listening to some of the songs, that it was like not quite as good as it could be because it got too intense at times and I couldn't even get inside. So, yeah, but other than that, then the vibration function is fucking nuts. And I am a little bit above average and stuff, so if you know somebody that wants to get this, or if you're a guy listening to this and you're thinking about it, then I did bottom out, but it wasn't necessarily terrible in my, yeah, but if you're, I would say if you're more than 7 inches, then it probably would be not as good because you'd have to go a little shallower. So maybe consider other options. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.